All right, in an instant, an auto accident can put you in the worst financial position of your life. It's an absolute must. You got to hire the right lawyer. You're going to make sure that your insurance companies pay you what you are owed. Injury attorney David Femininio and his team, they are exactly who you need to call. They have been making insurance companies pay for over 30 years. They're going to help you with your case as well. David is ready to speak to you personally. Right now, 855-65-CRASH. That's 855-65-CRASH, or you simply go to the website, getdavidgetpaid.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
5 o'clock, let's get to business. Wings win but lose. How do you describe the season? And what is that move that's got to happen this summer? Look, you know where Rico and I are at. We don't do the whole happy to be here thing, and we sure as hell don't sound like this. Please do not call this show and say at the start of the season, if I told you, I ain't trying to hear it.
Because if I told you
at the start of the year, you'd have a 9-point cushion to the cut line on February 29th. I'd like to think you wouldn't need the last two games with help to get in. And by the way, in each of the last two games, 4-1 and 3-1 to a Canadiens team that is not good. So I don't want to hear it. Now, the move this summer, look, I'm not arguing Rico or Kenny. You want to get rid of Lalonde, get rid of him. Hell, I don't like the way the man talks in the postgame.
See, I think both things can be true.
Yeah,
I think
they are. Yeah. They are.
You go your goalie, but...
No, it's something defensive. Look, I don't claim to be smart enough to tell you that there's this one player that's this elixir to fixing it. But when you're 26th in goals against, leaky defense for players not named Mo Sider, you want to sell me Evanson being the next coming, that's fine. But now it's, all right, what do we do with Gostisbehere? What do we do on the blue line? Yeah. Goaltending's an issue. Like, you can't just run this back. You don't sell me Kosa or Augustine. They're years away. Yeah. So I admit this. I blurted out, maybe you need to get a goalie. I'm not telling you it's going to be cheap.
Yeah, but it's just the message that I hear from the coaches. That's the problem with me. I think it was one of the things that the city in Detroit embraced Dan Campbell was because he just said how he felt and he said how things were. And if it's great or if things were bad, I mean, even after they lost to San Francisco, he's like, I told the guys, hey, we may not get back here, but it was a different way that he said it that you actually believe this man has control of his locker room. This team believes in him, and they listen to him. I just don't get that. Now, I think you make that move first, and then the next move is, yeah, you go out and you shore up your goaltending until you can hope that one of the young guys is ready, so you need somebody for the next 2-3 years.
Kenny, you want to broker a deal? Call up Lou Lamoriello, see what Varlamov costs.
Capable starter in the league, yeah.
Islanders are tied to Sorokin long-term, even though Varlamov plays a decent amount. You want Varlamov?
I'll take Varlamov.
Islanders have the number 38-ranked system. We're below some juniors teams. We don't have any prospects left.
So they're third in the, I think, the Metro, right? So
want a little Varley?
What are they going to want? Because
prospects.
Okay. So who are you comfortable giving away for that?
Ah, that's your problem, not mine. I'm trying to sell you. I'm selling you this pen.
You can sell me this pen, and I don't hate it. But Steve, I think he's doing the whole build for the future sustainability nonsense. So I think it's not nonsense. It's smart. But if you want to make a trade, it's nonsense. I didn't say that. This is my least favorite bit. He's not going to want to give away prospects, my point.
Okay, but here's my point to people, and we'll get to the callers. You have to give to get.
Yes.
We all view him as a shrewd negotiator and expert trader. You're going to have to give to get. And all I know, look, maybe goalie is not on his top 50 things to go and get. I'm offering you something in real time where I go, here's a name. Because the Islanders are pot committed to Sorokin long term.
Yeah. And it is a capable NHL starting goaltender.
Now, if it's Varlamov and Lyon as the duo, do you feel better?
I feel a lot better.
Okay.
That you could essentially just ride the hot goalie for as long as you like.
I just feel like that has to be the move. Because I don't know what blue line acquisition you can make that is going to make you tangibly better. And remember, you still have one guy heading to free agency. You got another guy you probably want to buy out and haul. And you need room to bring up full time. Okay, Evanson's here. But then you got a couple of defensive prospects you're going to want to moonlight up here. See, it's complicated. Mm-hmm. The goaltending is not. I could ball up all three of the Wings goalies and launch them into space. It wouldn't matter.
Right, but like Kenny said, who are you willing?
Even though Reimer played great last night.
Reimer is on the way out, by the way. He's a UFA this offseason, so I don't think we're going to be seeing any more of him. Yeah, he'll be ducking pucks for a different team.
That was...
Wow.
Okay.
One of the low lights of the season, but it's burned into my brain.
I forgot all about that.
That was when they were in Sweden, and we were all sitting watching that
game.
I was
like, Kenny, why did he just duck?
I've never seen that before. What's
the name of that hockey move?
I've never seen what Primo did last night.
Yeah.
Play is still going on. He's looking left like he's got to, you know, rip a fart.
He must have thought the whistle went or something.
The puck goes flying by. What the hell just happened? I couldn't believe it. It was like a basketball game where the whistle's clearly blown, but somebody just throws up a 40-foot three-pointer, and you're like, well, that doesn't count. Nope, this counts. What the hell?
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Let's go to the people. Fred is going to lead off the 5 o'clock. Freddie, what's going on, buddy?
Mikey, how are you today?
Good, Fred. What's on your mind?
So I called in with something. I had a direction I wanted to go, but I've been sitting here and thinking, and the last 8 months of hockey, my kid has been getting more and more into hockey. He's seven, right? And so this kid, he's learning all about the sport, and I'm showing him the Red Wings because this is what I've grown up with, and I love hockey, right?
Mm-hmm.
And we watch, I don't know, 75% of the games this season. We've gone to a few, and he's been real into it, watching every game with me over the past 2 months.
All right.
And he's been getting kind of bummed out as we've been losing, right, especially in that month of March. And last night, he's watching the game with me, and I'm at the end of it, and he goes, "So they're not in?" And I said, "They're not in, bud. It's Washington's in." And he goes, "Because Philadelphia didn't win?" I said, "Yep, it's a bad rule, but it is what it is." So he looks at me and says, "Dad, so can we still watch playoff hockey?" And I said, "Yeah, we can still watch playoff hockey." And he goes, "Well, who do we root for?"
I have that answer. America's team, Long Island's team, the New York Islanders. Come on aboard. Plenty of room on the bandwagon, Freddie.
So hang on, you're gonna hate this answer though. So I said, "Well, there's gonna be 16 teams that are gonna be there, and we can look at the list." And he goes, "Well, who has the most points?"
Uh oh, the Rangers.
And it's the Rangers, right? So
hey, they got the bread man. That's exciting.
He's committed to the Rangers for the rest of the season to watch them win, to try to see them win the Stanley Cup, because
that's poor parenting, man. That's poor parenting.
That's a smart kid, David.
You know what? I've picked at least there was teams that I would have told him no, but either way, it's after this whole season and watching this whole thing, and our defense has been so porous that it's. We need to beef up the blue line. We need to get rid of Petrie. He's got to go away. He's an ancient relic at this point. Like we need some younger, faster defensemen. That's the biggest thing we need here.
And Fred, I can't argue. Where do you fall on the Lalonde thing? Rico, Kenny, and I'm not fighting it. I'm saying these two are spearheading it. You want Lalonde gone or no?
I wasn't really too fond of him in that March stretch. There's no reason we should have gone seven games straight of the losses. I don't know who else you're going to get. Like I think someone had mentioned earlier, Craig Berube, which would be fine. Gallant's okay. I think you're probably got a better shot with Berube, but I mean, there's no like all-star, at least in my mind, there's no all-star coach option out there right now. That would be much of an improvement from Malone.
Yeah, and Fred, that's the thing. And I congratulate your son on his choice of the Rangers as his B team. I hold no animosity towards you or his family. It's disappointing. I just want to say, Fred, I'm not mad. I'm disappointed. I'm disappointed.
I appreciate your time, guys.
All right. So as the New York thing goes, if you're an Islanders, you're also Yankee, Rangers, you're Mets.
No, actually, Islander fans tend to be more in the loser lot. It would be Mets, Jets, Islanders. It would be Knicks, Rangers, Giants.
Gotcha.
I'm just different.
Gotcha. Okay.
What a dreadful playoff series that's going to be to watch.
What is that?
Islanders in Carolina.
That's who you got. No, round. It's just like last year's playoff series against them. It's going to be watching paint dry.
I'm going to bang my head against the
wall. It's going to be awful. I know. Kenny, I understand. Look, the Islander, you know what it is? I said this to a buddy of mine who's a huge hockey fan. And I said, the Islanders are the cautionary tale of building to be good for a long time. Because often that leads to nothing. Oh, you'll make the playoffs every year.
Yes. Nothing for a long time.
Yeah, it's just nothingness. The Islanders aren't good enough to win the Stanley Cup. They made a couple of pushes. They were within a period of getting to the Stanley Cup final with probably no chance of winning it. But the idea is you end up in this space, good enough to make playoffs, not good enough to threaten, not bad enough to get good players, and we shipped all prospects out to stay good.
So, NHL purgatory.
And my point to the Iserbots is be careful about this whole, you know, the Scott Harris model or this Steve model. I'm not worried about being good for 10 years. I'm worried about being good one time to win the Stanley Cup. And whatever happens around that, I deal with.
And the window starts now because you're going to re-sign Sider. You're going to bring back Raymond. They're both going to get contracts.
I think you could see Raymond asking for $9 or $10 million a year.
I think that's a little bit much for a winger, but I understand.
No. I'm saying he'll ask for it.
Yeah.
Steve will negotiate how he negotiates. But, Kenny, Raymond, at his age and profile and what he did historically with the team as a winger, what is it, the first time since Brendan Shanahan where a winger has led this team in scoring? Like
he's only 22, and he's going to get better.
He's going to ask for the bag.
Yeah. I think he gets around eight, but yeah.
Okay, and what's your godson get?
Positional value is a little bit more, so probably nine.
All in, you're paying a better part of $18 million over
2%.
100%. Okay. 100%. And how do we get rid of some of these dead bodies that Eiserman signed?
A lot of them are falling off. A lot of them are already leaving. Besides Kopp, I mean, if you want to bring back Gostisbehere, you can. If you want to bring back Kane, you can. But David Perron is going.
I don't know that you have a choice with Kane, and that's what scares me.
What's he going to ask for, though? That's my problem, is because he's a point-per-game player. He's proven he can play on the
hit.
And he's old.
So everybody saw it. So now you got to
get into a bidding war. Yeah, bidding war.
Now, if he likes it here and wants to play with the cat and the whole bit, that's wonderful. I just worry if you get into a bidding war and some goofball offers him a three-year deal. I'm not giving him 3 years. He's Rico's age.
Also, Sprung is gone.
You just hate to see it.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.